Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Dresser. Ronald Harwood's celebrated play about life backstage has attracted some big names over the years. Freddie Jones and Tom Courtney took the leads when it first opened in 1980, when the play was adapted for the screen 3 years later by Harwood himself. Albert Finney and Tom Courtney were both Oscar nominated for their performances. And most recently we've had the critically acclaimed TV production starring Anthony Hopkins and Ian McKellen. Taste buds were well and truly whetted again when it was announced that Ken Stott was the star as the boorish actor-manager known simply as Sir, alongside Reese Shearsmith as his long-suffering dresser Norman. Expectations were that they would fit these roles like a glove, and that proves to be the case. Possibly the reason actors are attracted to these parts is that they allow them to be larger than life and serve things up with a delicious slice of ham. And while both leads here relish the opportunity to be big, they also display a deft touch for the softer moments to extract every ounce of pathos from the wonderful text. It's 1941, and as Britain comes under bombardment from the Luftwaffe, actor Sir tours the country with his company, presenting Shakespeare in rep at the provincial theatres still left standing. But Sir is a man in crisis. Whether through genuine illness of the mental kind or exhaustion brought on by hauling himself on stage every night with an increasingly depleted company as he loses actors to the war effort, Sir is a broken man, a man prone to weeping and ever-increasing eccentric behaviour. Whether through ambition, fear or loyalty, though, his company continues to rally round with a show-must-go-on spirit that their self-serving boss never really appreciates. Loyalty comes in the shape of his wife, played here by a beautifully understated Harriet Thorpe, and long-serving stage manager Madge, played by Selena Cadell. But at the centre of Sir's orbit is Norman, a prop upon whom he is totally dependent, and who knows which buttons to press to get the increasingly dysfunctional actor on stage when it seems like a hopeless cause. The chemistry between these two is wonderful. Stott is superb and plays it to the hilt as the egotistical thespian who never lets anyone forget who's in charge. Shearsmith too gives a performance that lifts the spirits as he clucks around his master like a mother hen, but also displays a ruthless bitchy side when slapping down a young company member who thinks she'll get to the top by appealing to Sir's carnal desires. Harwood's play is a love letter to the theatre for sure, and there's an element of noises off and the play that goes wrong about proceedings, particularly when the actors have to improvise the bard while Sir's Lear sits frozen to his chair in the wings. But it's farce with a darker side, and here is blessed with two performances that are easily the equal of anything that has gone before. The Dresser is at the Duke of York's Theatre until the 14th of January. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.